We're now bringing to these microphones David James. We have a weekly conversation focused on an issue that the body of Christ needs to have a biblical understanding of. And so we've made arrangements to get a hold of David James. This week we find him in Romania. A week of ministry there among the young people and the leaders of the Romanian outreach. And he's on his way to Israel for a few days, preparing for the opportunity of joining with Prophecy Today and our team, Jim Jr. and Rick. And they're going to be putting together a tour to Israel in November. Great time to go to Israel. If you need more information, you need to contact us at our website, prophecytoday.com. And there, go to Joshua Travel, get all the information, or call Jody at 423-825-6247. She'll help you make arrangements to join us in Israel in November. David James and our two sons leading the tour. It's going to be a great time to visit the land of the Bible. Well, David, I did say you're there in Romania. What about it? How's it been going?
Oh, it was great. Had a great week of ministry. We had 50 to 60 young people made up of both the staff of Life Romania, the permanent staff, as well as volunteer summer staff. They took a break in the middle of summer camp. They had several weeks of summer camp here in several locations before this week of training, and then they have several weeks starting up again ahead of them. And this week there were two of us who were here teaching, and the course that I taught was God's Plan Through the Ages, which was actually the sixth time I've taught that course this year, and well up over 50 times total of having taught this course. And the students learned a lot of teaching about dispensationalism and how God's plan flows through the ages. And then today we wrapped up talking about the end times and did a quick survey of the book of Revelation, which actually kind of sets us up for our discussion today.
Yes, and in fact, I've been on the broadcast today having some interesting discussions with our other broadcast partners about several current geopolitical issues. I thought that we could bring some of the biblical perspective to this as we had our conversation, including the importance of having a biblical worldview in these the last days.
And I talked about that with the students as well. You know, our worldview is what we believe. It's putting together our philosophy of concerning biblical theology, our understanding of the Word of God. And as we are living in these last days, and as you rightly talk, going deeper and deeper into the last days, we see the setting the stage for prophecies to be fulfilled. As our listeners know, there are no prophecies that yet need to be fulfilled before the rapture of the church. But then things start kicking into high gear, and we, you know, the way we live is based upon what we believe, what's happening, what's ahead for both us and for the world, for those who are left to endure the judgments that are coming, and then the millennial kingdom. Those are all part of shaping our lives, the decisions that we make, and the biblical view is quite critical.
You know, David, this week, President Trump this last week was at NATO's annual summit in Brussels, Belgium. And from a biblical perspective, a prophetic perspective, do you see any significance concerning the relationship between the United States and Europe?
Well, I think you and I would agree that we don't see directly the United States mentioned in biblical prophecy, except for the fact that it would be just one among all nations that will be involved, but not having a particular role like in the way that other nations that are explicitly mentioned in the Word of God. There is a connection between the United States and Europe, and that is related to the rapture, and I would just suggest that we kind of start in the middle of the tribulation period and back up and move toward the rapture. Just a quick overview of what we think is going to happen. We know from 2 Thessalonians 2 and Daniel 9 27 that the Antichrist is going to enter into a rebuilt temple, the midpoint of the tribulation, and declare himself to be God. Has to be a rebuilt temple, and right now the Dome of the Rock is on the Temple Mount, so something has to happen to allow Israel to rebuild a temple. We know at the beginning of the tribulation period, Daniel's 70th week, that the Antichrist is going to confirm a treaty, which I believe that will be to protect Israel from her Islamic neighbors. And how is the Antichrist going to do that? Well, he is the prince from the people who would destroy the sanctuary. That happened in 70 AD, and those were the Romans. So the Antichrist is going to be from the old revived Roman Empire that we read about in Daniel chapter 2. And so what I believe is that as the rapture of the church is actually going to decimate the United States, more born-again believers as a percentage of the population than any country on the earth, and also high percentages in business and military and politics and government. So I think the rapture is going to decimate the United States, and when that happens, Israel is going to lose her only protector in the world, and the only other region of the world that would be possibly willing to protect her from her Islamic neighbors. That vacuum would be the region of Europe, the old Roman Empire, and there's going to be a man come up out of obscurity, the little horn of Daniel 7, to lead the armies and the political and military might of Europe, the old Roman Empire.
You know, I don't think we can hear that scenario laid out as you just did, David. Too many times, I want to remind everybody listening to our broadcast, these are the things that are going to happen. And this is the reason, of course, for the direction of this particular discussion. Now, after the visit and the trip into Great Britain, President Trump made his way into Helsinki, Finland for a meeting with Vladimir Putin. Remind us all of what God's word has to say about Russia in biblical prophecy.
Well, and actually, I believe connects to the scenario that I just mentioned, which, again, as you said, it's from the Word of God. We're not making this stuff up. And this has to do with the war of Ezekiel 38. If you go to Ezekiel 38, what we find is the word of the Lord came to me saying, Son of man, set your face against Gog of the land of Magog, the prince of Rosh, Meshech, Tubal, and prophesy against him. And what we find is that Magog is an army from the far north, and there is going to be a leader, Gog of Magog. And many Bible scholars believe that from the far north, that has to do with the land of Russia. And what we find is that this man, this leader from the far north, is going to lead an Islamic coalition against the nation of Israel. And what we find is that as we try to establish the timing of when that battle will take place coming against Israel, they are living in unwalled villages. They are living in security. Well, that's not true of Israel today. That won't be true of Israel right after the rapture, but it will be true of Israel once the peace treaty is made by the Antichrist to protect her from the Islamic armies. And I think what will happen is, since the Dome of the Rock has to come down, that once the Islamic nations figure out what is going to go on in order to rebuild the Jewish temple, that under the leadership, a coalition very likely under the leadership of Russia, who is deeply involved in both Syria and Iran, the former Persia, they're going to come against Israel, and God is going to destroy those armies miraculously. But I think that it's very possible that the Antichrist is going to try to take credit for that, and that will set him up to be received by the Jewish people as their Messiah.
You know, it's interesting to have David lay out that scenario for us. We could go into more details about it. We also invite you always to be tuned in to prophecytoday.com. That's our website where we look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. So bookmark our website address, prophecytoday.com. Now, David, let's move into the area that I really wanted you to discuss with us. I mean, we need this background that you've just given us. But how knowledgeable do you think the average believer is about what the Bible has to say about the things we've been discussing, and that these things are a part of their worldview? What are your thoughts there?
Well, as I travel around the world, I find that Bible prophecy isn't taught very much, and that really don't understand even the most rudimentary aspects of biblical scenario that we have been discussing as we do every week. And I think it's really a tragedy, and I think that you and I and other Bible teachers who take this seriously have a big task before us. But I think each believer needs to take responsibility for himself to come up to speed on these things.
You know, David, it seems that a lot of people aren't all that interested in Bible prophecy, and not many pastors teach about it anymore. Do you think it's possible for someone to have a fully biblical worldview without this knowledge?
I really don't, because it leaves this gap. The Word of God is made up of prophecy, a huge percentage of it. And so we have to understand fulfilled prophecy, and we take that very seriously, so we have to take equally seriously future yet unfulfilled prophecy in order to have an understanding of the full counsel of God. And as we think about living our lives from day to day, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, preparing them to be ready for the rapture of the church so they're not behind to go through the judgments that await, the terrible judgments that await the earth, and as well as having the great hope that we will be with our Lord forever and spared these judgments, and then we will return with him and join him in the millennial kingdom, ruling alongside him as heirs and joint heirs. It has a tremendous effect on what we believe and how we live.
David, let's be real practical as we conclude our conversation. What are a few suggestions that you would give about how to have a more biblical worldview, including a good understanding of the times in which we are living?
I think that one of the things is to develop a biblical method of interpretation where you take the Bible literally, and Roy Stook wrote a basic Bible interpretation that would help people to understand that. There's books out there on proper Bible study methods, and I will encourage our listeners to get some of those books. And a lot of people read the Bible, but not a lot of people study it. And then I would suggest that they do it every week to listen to you as you bring a biblical perspective to the current event in light of biblical prophecy. I think it's a great service that you're offering your listeners.
Well, it's our joy and privilege, and we so appreciate the input and impact that you have on our listeners as we discuss these issues. A proper biblical prophetic worldview is an absolute for each and every Christian. So glad and thrilled that you had the opportunity there in Romania among those young people. We need to reach the young people. And, of course, the old people, the older they get, I can give testimony. We are more interested about the coming and the rapture of the church. I'd rather see the undertaker than the undertaker. David, watch yourself as you travel. Thank you for being a part of a ministry among young people in this world. And thank you for the insight you gave us today on the broadcast. We'll do it again next week.
Great to be with you.
All right, we're going to take a break right now, dear friends. We're going to have a short message or two for you. Then I'll come back and I'll take a look at the book. It's all ahead right here on Prophecy Today.